From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Top horse racing plays from ExpressBet editor-in-chief Jeremy Plonk. Let's go to Gulfstream race two. He likes the 10 Wildcat Star, 8-1. And at Oaklawn Park in race 8, he likes the 5 on top at 6-1. Bet these races and more at First Bet. Use the app. Sign up today. Use code VEGAS1000 for an instant $10 free plus up to a $1,000 bonus. Go to VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses.
Here we go. Thursdays with the Maestro, VP of Circus Sports, Golden Gate in the D in downtown Las Vegas. Also host of Odds On weekdays at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific right here on VSiN. It is Mike Palm. Mr. Palm, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul. Good morning. Hello. Nantucket, Rhode Island, our loyal Nesson family watching. Kankakee, Illinois. Peekaboo Marquee, we see you. Pelican Narrow, Saskatchewan. Rogers Sportsnet in Canada. Westmoreland, Pennsylvania. Good morning, AT&T. And Temecula, California. Sunrise on Spectrum.
Very cool.
Nice job.
Yes.
Speaking of Odds On, you got to go back and look at the tape. This is when I was off. when we had just had the baby. Okay. The little girl who's 7 weeks old now. So it's right around Valentine's Day. I think it's that Tuesday of that week. Femi was filling in for me. Amal Shaw called for Hubert Davis' immediate firing. Don't wait for the season to be done. You've embarrassed the program enough. They had just lost at home to Pittsburgh, I think, that Monday night, and it was the next day.
Oh.
It's a classic tape where Femi tells him he's overreacting. People should go back and find it.
Oh, is that available, you know, still?
I think there's 24/7 access okay. to all the video okay. for $19.
Okay. Well, you've told the story before about Dean Smith and what he meant to you this time that you met him as a kid, and so you've always been like a North Carolina fan. Did you see this as an 8 seed? I mean, they've been like the best team in the tournament, Mike.
Well, they played awfully well. They won after that game. After they got embarrassed at home by Pitt, they went on a run. They scored 55 at Cameron in Coach K's last game. They held Virginia to 13 points in the first half. Mm. Virginia Tech shot out of there. I shot 50% from three and beat him in the ACC semifinal. Then they go, they run Marquette off the floor in the first half. They were up 25 with 10 minutes to go when Manek gets ejected against Baylor. And that's when people started betting them. Our biggest liability is to Carolina winning it, and it's not close.
You had 96-1 here, I believe, the morning before the Baylor game.
Where did you have that 32-1? Where'd you bet that at?
Here in
town. Did you say that? Yeah,
okay. Here in town, at Boyd.
Congratulations. A nice call. But people started betting them to win the championship. So for us, Gonzaga out, great. Arizona out. I mean, all these teams out is good, except Carolina, because people saw after the Baylor game.
Sure.
This team was way underseeded to their talent. They underperformed during the year.
Sure. No, I mean, five losses by 17 points or more. Yeah.
And you enter a region, you've knocked out the one, and Kentucky the two's out, right?
Yep.
You got to get through Matt Painter.
That and eventually then St. Peter's,
yeah.
Right? So what was the atmosphere like down here? And were people still betting St. Peter's against North Carolina because you guys got destroyed against Purdue, right?
We did. They all had them. They even took a money line, 7-1, 670, 580 end game, right? It was such a good story. And you could see right away they were going to be competitive. I mean, this Carolina game was over before the first TV timeout.
Oh, yeah.
Baycott could have got 30 rebounds, and they had no shot there. But the atmosphere in the book, the last 12 minutes of that game, I mean, everybody was on their feet, screaming, jumping up and down. It was something. What a Cinderella story this was. 2,300 kids in a school?
No kidding.
They weren't expected to win the MEAC tournament. They shouldn't even been in there. And then they beat Coach K, or Coach Cal, Hall of Famer in the first round, Player of the Year.
You had a great
He should
tweet.
Have to buy a ticket to the Hall of Fame.
That's
he should have
line.
To buy a ticket to the Hall of Fame. He's too busy waxing poetic on all these selection shows instead of getting his team ready. Go.
Major indictment. I imagine it was bad Friday because then you had the Miami fiasco. I mean, they were betting Miami like they had the final score.
I said last week, I laid 1.5 on Sunday night when I said this game closes 3 or 3.5. If people watched Iowa State play,
yeah.
I mean, Wisconsin was 3 of 22 from three. It just kept jacking them up.
Yeah.
And we're still in the game.
How do you feel about Saturday? First time they've ever met. Imagine if they beat Coach K again?
Well, they're free rolling now, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
They're not expected to
be
here.
Totally agree.
They're not expected to win this game, and they can put an end to his career and deny him a sixth national title. It's a total free roll for Carolina. They got to be loosey-goosey, and Duke has to be tight, I would think. That's not to say I don't think Duke will win. I think the line on this game should be 6. Why is it 4? Seriously, why is it 4?
What was it when they? What was the closing number when they played?
11.5 at Duke.
11.5 at Duke.
It was 3 or 3.5 at Carolina when they ran them out early.
That's a fair point.
You know,
that really is a fair point. Yeah.
Wouldn't that number on a neutral site? I know you got to upgrade Carolina for their play, but I really thought that number was going to be 6. It opened 4.5, and we took Carolina money down to 4.
But you bought into Duke in the future market after they beat Texas Tech?
As they made every shot in the last 8 minutes of that game, at about the 2.5 minute mark, this feeling came over me. And I just had to accept that the Rat's going to win it, right? Gonzaga goes out. That clears the path for him there. Arizona goes out. I mean, everything is just falling for him. Villanova loses their best player.
No Kentucky or Baylor at the bottom of the
Kentucky
bracket.
No Kentucky or Baylor. I mean, they were going to get, you know, you would have thought Purdue, UCLA, or North Carolina out of that bracket. So we got it. You could be Arkansas, one of those three, and Kansas or Villanova. I mean, it just fell for them. They were going to be favored in every game. 5-1. And then 24 hours later, all of a sudden, they're plus 160. Yeah. See how that the line wasn't right at 5-1.
Oh, no, I would agree with that.
Because the field cleared already for them.
Sure. I said this earlier in the week. It feels to me like the Rams this past year, right? Everything was coming up rosy for them.
Block punt and to get the Packers out.
Right. Some little things like that people don't take into consideration with the whole story. Yeah.
What do you think of the total? The last 6 meetings have gone over.
But the tournament, since it got to the Sweet 16, there's only been over. I mean, it's incredible.
Good point.
It is. And Musselman doesn't foul down 9. What's going on there?
Believe.
What do you mean?
How does that stay under?
You're in the Sweet 16.
We got guys fouling down 12 and 14.
Michigan State fouled down 7 with 3 seconds left.
Yes.
That game sat 7 in some spots. That decided the side. It was going to be a push. Yeah. I mean, it was 6.5 and a lot, but 7 in some.
He was consistent. I mean, he called off the dogs early. It's like, he was like, okay, we accept the defeat here. We're not fouling.
I tend to have a hard time betting over in the Superdome. You know, they put the black drape up. It's a bad shooting background.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Dean Smith won both his titles in that building, right?
Yeah. And Coach K has not won. Has he won a Final Four game in New Orleans?
I don't know.
He hasn't won a title from what I was reading this week. Okay. But you got to be a little concerned about Caleb Love. That's the one, I guess, wild card for Carolina. Because either he can hit 7 straight threes, but if he hits his first 2, it's heat check from the parking lot. And he doesn't care where we're at in the game.
Takes a lot of bad shots.
Oh, my God.
But it gets erased because they go in. He just fires up the ball. I think Manek is really the key there. Because Manek, when they start to go, when Davis and Love start to miss those long threes, they turn to him. And he hits a lot of big shots to stop runs.
Yep.
You know, so.
And what's that battle going to be like down low between Baycott and Williams and others for Duke?
Yeah, Duke is so clutch. They don't miss any shots in the last 8 minutes of these games. They just hit every shot. They're a tough team. You got to play them. And, you know, they had a sloppy defensive second half in that game against Cameron against Carolina. And maybe it was all the hoopla and all the pressure and all the distraction there. I don't know. I still think they're the better team. I mean, they got three NBA first-round picks.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Yeah, but like you said, it's 50% now in every game for the tournament. Yeah. Is that going to hold up? That's the key here.
You mentioned pressure, and I totally agree with you with the free roll with Carolina. Well, how about Bill Self? I mean, you got this gift of your bracket, your easy bracket region, and you get to, and now you have a compromised Villanova team. Self has, I know it's hard, but Self has one title. If he loses this game too Saturday, there's a lot of, I mean, plus you have the Bucknells, the Bradleys. He has the bad losses on his resume. But these, you got to get more rings in this and more titles. And if he goes down, legacy play for Self too.
He has a bad tournament record. I thought if he'd have lost to Creighton in the second round, that Creighton team without the center would have been their worst tournament loss. Look at,
he lost to Northern Iowa too. That was another one. He lost to VCU. He's 3-7,
Bucknell,
I think, in Elite Eight.
Didn't
games.
He lose
Bucknell
to Bucknell?
Beat him.
Right?
Bucknell beat him.
Look, Providence came all the way back. They were running Providence out. Providence made that a game. I don't. This is like Jay Wright and five guys from the parking lot. He's got nothing left. He's the best in the game. I'm convinced
awesome.
Right now.
I agree.
Huh? Takes the air out of a game. The way he creates ISOs and angles on the offensive end, he just doesn't have any horses
Love
now.
It. Yeah.
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 It's incredible, though. I mean, he was on the hot seat. He couldn't get out of the first weekend. And now he's they're 19-4 ATS run in the tournament.
Yeah.
It's crazy how it works.
Maybe he comes up with something on Saturday that blows our minds again, but with basically five guys. And down like their second best player now, second biggest contributor against Kansas, who's been like really, really good the entire year.
I asked you this question. Is Kansas A game as good as Duke's A game?
I lean no.
Yeah, I think it's close though.
Really?
Well,
that's
second half. Miami in the second
half.
That was
impressive. Well, that was great.
That was unbelievable.
Also the one time they played like that the whole tournament.
Yeah.
But that's their A game though, obviously. That's the question. I know. I think it's close, but I would lean Duke again just because the talent overall on that side of the NBA guys are popping off.
Are exactas, Duke over Kansas, Kansas over Duke, are equally priced. Does that mean that's going to be a pick'em in the final game?
Yeah.
Ah, I got to think Duke's going to be favored if it's Duke-Kansas.
They
I make
were,
Duke 1.5.
Well, the thing is, they were catching one against Texas Tech. Then that basically went off a pick. You have to have Kansas a little bit better than Texas Tech, right?
Yeah. Although Texas Tech took them to double overtime at the Fog and beat them handily at the supermarkets, whatever they're in Lubbock, supermarkets arena.
Yeah. Yeah. What's Carolina's A game? You got a one seed down 25.
Carolina's A game. Well, we saw it in the second half of Duke. They put up 55.
That's another one.
Actually, we've seen a lot of their A game more than Kansas lately.
Yeah.
Right? And how many NBA guys do you think Carolina has?
I don't know. Baycott. Who else is going to be an NBA? What happened to Leaky Black? He was their star last
year. I know.
Leaky Black should have went for 30. He was posting up a guy that was 14 inches shorter. What's going on with Leaky Black?
It's a good name.
It is a great name, he should have been in the post every possession against St. Peter's.
Yep. All right, so follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, the Maestro will run down the five biggest gaffes from the previous week.
Four. I'm doing four for Final Four in honor of Final Four.
Oh, in the honor of the Final Four.
Smart.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, a little deeper dives, too.
Okay. All right, so four of the biggest gaffes from the previous week in something we like to call no hyperbole coming up next.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're thinking about the baseball betting guide this season, grab your copy of Winners and Winers, over 100 pages stacked with expert advice on things like sabermetrics and other advanced betting strategies, angles, previews, and predictions. The best part, absolutely free for all VSEN listeners. Even experienced baseball bettors will find compelling insights with bold predictions worth considering. Over 100 pages. Put the Winners and Winers betting guide in your hands now. Text VSEN to 320-350-3500.
All right. Let's go scorched earth time. Find out who had the biggest mistakes of the previous week. Four of them for the final four with Mr. Palm, the maestro, in no hyperbole.
You know, Mitch, this week it's more about suggestions for improvement. Well, we do have some things to point out. Let's start with number four, agonizing decisions. On Selection Sunday, I think it was the consensus that the team that got the shaft the most was Texas A&M, especially off their run in the SEC tournament. But as I documented several weeks ago, the SEC tournament had nothing to do with the seeding, as nobody moved up and down on that. Let's take a look at the Aggies' record. 23-12 going in at the conclusion of the regular season. Their 12 losses, 10 of them are to teams that are in the tournament. They have a bad loss at Missouri. It's probably their worst loss, right? And then they have a loss to Vanderbilt. At Vanderbilt's not a horrible loss. They beat Arkansas, Alabama, Auburn, Notre Dame, tournament teams. But here's the thing, the eye test. You mean to tell me that the committee is sitting there looking at these games in Laramie and Fort Collins and Boise and Colorado Springs and at the Pit and telling me that that's better basketball than what's played in the SEC? You put the fourth team from the Mountain West who can't win a game in 3 years in this tournament in above Texas A&M that finished 500 in a little league and beat these top 15 teams. You know, I hesitate to bet the NIT on teams that are disappointed like that to know what their emotional response is. But what's Texas A&M done in the NIT? Well, they got a sort of a first-round bye against Alcorn State. Then the fifth-best team from the Pac-12 comes in, Oregon. They house them. The fifth-best team from the ACC, the first team not in, Wake Forest, who can score on anybody comes in. That game was over by the under-12 timeout in the first half. And then they go to Madison Square Garden and take on the team that tied for fifth in the Pac-12, a team that was on a terrific run on the road in this tournament in Washington State and beat them by double digits as a one-and-a-half-point game. I submit that if Texas A&M was dropped into the NCAA tournament at the level of the Sweet 16, they'd have given any of these teams a game. That's how where they're playing. And it's a shame we didn't get to see them have that chance. Number three, you say Micronesia, I say Melanesia. Yesterday, I laid two goals with New Zealand against the Solomon Islands, and we covered easily 5-0.
Hard to score in Kiev.
It got me looking into this Oceania, Micronesia, Polynesia, all places I should have went on a honeymoon and never did, right? And I found this under 23 tournament that took place that took place in Papua New Guinea. That's under 23 tournament. The crazy thing about this is this team from Micronesia, Now, typically there are 23 players on a soccer team. They could only field 18, and the results showed. Against Tahiti, they got beat 30-0. Against Fiji, they got beat 36-9. And there's highlights of this on YouTube if you go and find it. I found it this week. And then they had to play this team, Vanuatu. Now, Vanuatu drew their first game and lost their second game. So in order to advance, they needed to win, and they needed to win by 38 goals or more.
No.
In order to advance. Right. And then they needed to have Fiji beat Tahiti. So at halftime, they were up 22-0 on Micronesia. They got to the 38-goal mark by the 66th minute and eventually beat them 46-0. In fact, one player, Gene Kaltuk, had 16 goals on his own. If you look at the video of this, they score, and then they're racing to midfield to get the ball back and play to try to score again because they have to win by at least 38. Alas, Tahiti and Fiji drew 0-0, and they were eliminated from the tournament.
Oh, my.
So there's some great betting opportunities in Oceania for this beautiful game.
And
soccer.
You can actually find places
well,
to bet.
I don't know about that,
but
you should see this video.
Are they 6 years old?
You got to go.
How old are they?
Under 23. It was said that many of these players had never played on an 11-man soccer team before, had left their village or ever rode on an elevator. So they were sort of out of their element. Number two, two-week notice. You know, most serious bettors I know don't bet on games that they can't watch or have an in-game opportunity, which makes me hesitant to bet on the Kansas-Villanova national semifinal on Saturday. Why? Because we know it will only be intermittently shown between Mike Krzyzewski getting off the bus, somebody helping Mike Krzyzewski put his socks on, somebody showing Mike Krzyzewski where the locker... What is CBS doing with all this coverage? You know, this is really sickening. Tyler Hansbrough, former North Carolina standout, commented on the final game, which Carolina beat Duke, and this whole farewell tour for Coach K. He said it's like the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Albert Brooks hosted his own funeral so he could hear people say good things about him. I propose that coaches must give a two-week notice when they decide to quit or retire. A maximum of 2 weeks. You cannot give further notice. We do not need these farewell tours. How would this have affected history? Well, let's go back and look. In March of 1972, after losing to Florida State in the Mideast Regional Final, Adolph Rupp retired. Was there a retirement tour? No. Why did he retire? Because at that time, any employee in the state of Kentucky had to retire at the age of 70. And as an employee of the University of Kentucky, he faced mandatory retirement. Mitch, 47 years ago today, March 31st, 1975, UCLA defeats Kentucky. John Wooden wins his 10th title. 48 hours earlier, after winning the national semifinal against Louisville, Coach Wooden revealed to his team in the locker room he would be retiring after Monday's game in which he beat him. There was no farewell tour. Nobody knew more than 48 hours in advance. And let's go back to October 9th, 1997. Just weeks before the season is to start, Dean Smith, after 38 years in Chapel Hill, announces his retirement, saying he just doesn't have the passion anymore. This ensured Bill Guthridge, his assistant of 30 years, would get the job because they had time to find no one else. Enough with this farewell tour. Who does this benefit? I mean, especially a man like Mike Krzyzewski. Dean Smith didn't need a farewell tour. He got a Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Obama. He used his political weight and influence to integrate the ACC, to end segregation in Chapel Hill, and to fight against the death penalty in the state of North Carolina. Coach K used his goodwill and political influence to tag Pete Godette with 20 losses. And number one, let me see your peacock. What a story we talked about, St. Peter's, Shaheen Holloway, and this run of a 15 seed all the way to the Elite Eight. On Friday, March 25th, they faced Purdue in the Sweet 16 game. And everybody said, how can Purdue win? Because it's National Peacock Day. Indeed, St. Yep. Peter's beat Purdue in their 2 7-footers, 67-63, as 13-point underdogs before falling to North Carolina in the regional final. What a story. Maybe the greatest Cinderella story of the tournament, you could argue NC State in 83. But unlike Paul Howard, I asked the next question. And yep. The next question is, why is there a National Peacock Day in America? It makes no sense to me. What has the peacock done for America? Is the peacock indigenous to America? Of course not. It's indigenous to India and Southeast Asia. It's the national bird of India. The peacock is not found in America. It's not found in North America. It's not found in the Western Hemisphere. Could it be because of what the peacock symbolizes? What does the peacock symbolize? Vanity and royalty. This whole country was founded against the idea of divine monarchy, against the Queen of England, the King of England. It can't be that. Is it because of its place in important historical events in American history? No. Was there a peacock with George Washington as he crossed the Delaware in 1776? The answer is no. Was there a peacock at Appomattox Courthouse in 1865 when General Lee surrendered? No. Was there a peacock when we stormed Normandy in 1944? No. Was there a peacock when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon in 1969? The answer, my friends, is no. Rather, we have a National Mongoose Day. Ricky Tikki Tavi has given more joy to American children than a peacock has ever done. What has a peacock done for America? It's taken English Premier games off of regular television. No more National Peacock Day. It must be repealed. And that, my friends, is no hyperbole.
Fired up.
All right.
Fired up.
Over National Peacock Day.
How could this be? How could there be a peacock?
Seriously. I would say there's 365 days to fill. So they just spitball ideas.
But what does it
ideas?
Have to do with this country?
I have no idea.
It has nothing to do with this country.
It was meant to be.
Ice cream? At least there's ice cream in this country.
Yeah. I should have. You were right on a roll. Your mom called in the middle of the segment. I should have answered the phone.
You should have answered
the phone. He's busy live television. His mom called.
Is that right?
It's great. Yeah, no, I should have picked it up.
She did. Well, it's in Iowa. You know, it's late.
It's 6:30 in the morning.
She's watching Marquee. She's probably watching Marquee.
Doesn't think it's live?
No, it's 8:30 there.
She called you that early all the time?
It's 8:30 there. Well, I tell her you can call anytime. I know it's different for your family, but my family can call anytime.
Yeah.
And you pick up unless you're on the air every single time?
No, I don't. I'll let her send a text, then I'll decide if I want to reply. We like more FaceTime so she can see the
kids. Oh, you like FaceTime. That's probably the way to go. You're sick of the Coach K bon voyage, huh?
Oh, come on with this guy. Sanctimonious. I mean, I can't say it any better than humans did. They should replay that right before his game every time.
Oh, absolutely.
Some people say it could have been the greatest segment in VSiN history.
I don't doubt that.
I don't. It was
incredible
tremendous.
What he did.
It was tremendous.
Yep. He'll never forget, I think was the title of that.
Yeah, I'll never forget. Grayson Allen.
Yep. In Pocket Plays coming up next. And we'll talk to Mike about planning to handicap the National League this year now that they have a designated hitter.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're out.
In Pocket Plays. Okay, so a couple that are pending here. Duke to win the national championship on a few tickets at 14-1. I did bet Kansas earlier in the week at -4. I just thought that with the more injury now to Villanova, this number was going to keep going up to maybe 5 or 5.5. So it's 4 right now, and what I have in pocket. A winner last night finally came in. Grizzlies +450 to win the Southwest.
Oh,
and
not
that
bad.
That was almost
nice
a wire-to-wire job.
That high.
+450. I bet their win total over was 41.5, I believe.
Good job.
So those are both winners, but that one here on In Pocket. And we'll touch on the National League with Mike Palm coming up here in a few minutes. I did add to my baseball portfolio yesterday the Brewers to have the most wins in Major League Baseball at 14-1.
Yeah, nice.
Don't like the division. I really like their pitching staff and their bullpen. And I think the offense is going to be okay.
Good prop. Also available at William Hill. Dodgers +280, by the way, on that prop.
I think about that.
+280. Okay, well, we'll just wait till Saturday to grade it the winner. Anti-fun, under 1.5 buzzer beaters for the tournament. Will a one seed win the title? No, -130. And yesterday, bet Yankees. We won last year with this. Come right back with the Yankees under 91.5 wins. Incredible division last year. 4 teams had 90 wins. But pick up Point Spread Weekly, by the way. They rank the rotations. They have the Dodgers second. I'm not sure I agree with that. Mets, Dodgers, and then the Brewers, how they rank it.
But with Kershaw as the #3?
Yeah. Well, if he's the 3,
if he's
I don't
the
know.
3.
Haney, Anderson? Anyways, it's concerns about the Yankees' rotation again. So Montgomery, Tyone, Severino, what are you going to get out of him? Are you going to win every game 8-7? So Yankees under the win total, and I expect a good season out of the Rays and the Red Sox as well. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com.
Okay, Mike Palm here. Thursdays with the Maestro. You're high in the Brewers as well. I really like them to win that division.
Oh, I love it. I love it. How about the Exacta price? I believe you can find this at Bet Rivers. Brewers Cardinals, first, second, plus 135. You don't have to lay the price on the Brewers to win the division. Look, that division is really, I don't barely recognize the Cubs team. Sorry, Marquee. The Reds look like they're in a free fall backwards, and the Pirates are at their standard 65 and a half wins to go over. Mm-hmm. Think about this. With Flaherty going to miss maybe a majority of the season, you could argue the Brewers have the best four pitchers in the division, right? The best four pitchers in the division.
Okay, are you going to go to Ashby?
No, I'm talking about Hader.
Oh, Hader.
Hader and the 1-2-3 in the rotation.
Yeah.
Who's better, Stroman? Dakota Hudson? Think about that.
The top two are fantastic with the reigning Cy Young winner, and I think Peralta is
Peralta's going to have a breakout year.
You think so?
I agree with you there. What'd you get him, 40-1 to win the Cy Young?
60 Cy Young, 30-1 most strikeouts.
Because he gets the rotation, I know it moves around, but he gets to match up with the threes.
That's the big
game,
deal,
right? Yes.
So I thought 14-1.
It is for wins.
What do you think they need to get to challenge most wins overall? Can a team win it with 98?
No, I think you got to hit up because I think the Dodgers will be at 100 again, probably.
So?
I think you got to win 100, 101, somewhere in there.
Don't go Will Smith on me here. How about the Padres? I mean, now, because I know what you thought of your guy, Tingler. You get Melvin, everything went wrong. You expect a bounce back year from all those pitchers, except for Musgrove, had a down year. You didn't get anything out of Clevinger, okay?
Yeah.
You get Snell.
If you think about the big upgrade, Showalter to the Mets, and Melvin's got to be the biggest upgrade. They've had now two consecutive. Andy Green was an idiot as well. He was, I don't know, he's a person, but as a manager, clueless. Clueless as a manager. And then you got Tingler, who hadn't managed anything other than a checkbook. 10 days in the Dominican, the hard-charging Dominican media. Sini, you remember that? That's the highlight. To me, the key here. Now, people say Darvish is the key. Will Darvish have I say Clevinger.
Clevinger
was great his first start. You see, he pitched 2 1/3 and gave up like 9 runs here yesterday.
What'd your buddy say? What'd Don say?
He's high on the team. He's high on the team. Here's the most important thing he said to me. Because I told him, and I got to tell you, for every San Diego Padre fan that saw him here and talked to him, there were 5 Nesson fans. It was unbelievable. People from that loved him from his days with the Red Sox.
He was huge back there.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. And, the way it ended was horrific. But, I mean, like he says, 7 years living in Coronado isn't the worst.
No, it's
the worst
good
thing to take away from that. You and Lorraine know that. I said, Don, they must go to 7-inning games. Baseball has to shorten the game to save it. These kids don't have the attention span to sit for 3. Everything else is 2 or 2.5 hours. Every other sporting event. He said, Mike, I'm telling you, this pitch clock can fix that. This pitch clock will take 25 minutes off a game. This guy showed me studies. He took a plane with a guy from Major League Baseball that's been studying this. And he said, I'm telling you, it'll fix everything. You don't need 7-inning games. It can get the game down to 2:35.
Interesting. Yeah. What do you say about the DH? Did that come up?
Yeah. In relation to totals and how you do totals, obviously the Padres, with Voit coming over, is perfectly made for it. I don't like it because of totals, right? A big angle for me in betting was National League first 5 unders because you get 4 of the 30 outs from the pitcher.
Yep.
You get 4 of the 30 outs. And when you saw 5 or 5.5 not at Coors, you had to bet it. You know, that's why I liked Anibal Sanchez and Dakota Hudson pitching because they were always 5 or 5.5, and you only have to get 26 outs.
So sure.
I think it's an advantage, but now that's gone away.
So does that mean you're going to dial it back then completely?
I have to. Let's see you're never going to see 7.5s again, are you, with the DH?
I don't. I mean, how do you make a typical National League total now anymore?
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Can't do it.
It's going to trend towards the American League numbers.
Yeah.
Anybody else that you're high on? Who do you like in the National League East?
I like the Phillies. I'm going to bet the Phillies. I'm going to try to find $4. I know they're around 380, 390. Phillies to make the playoffs is a pick 'em. I think the Phillies rotation is underrated. Nola will pitch better this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the bottom, I mean, Gibson, Suarez gave you 5 innings of 0 or 1 run every start, it seemed like, the last 2 months of the year.
Hell of a lineup.
You got a lot of veterans that you know, Gregorius. I mean, I think they have a shot here.
Total stud is the ace. They added
Wheeler. When Wheeler's he's as good as DeGrom when he's on. He's as good as DeGrom.
He had a great shot. He almost won the Cy Young last year.
Didn't he finish second?
Yeah, he did. Yep. And then they added, now I think this is something that we need to see to believe, but they added, what, three nice pieces of the bullpen?
Yep.
Which they had to do.
The bullpen's been awful for half a decade.
Oh, boy.
Awful.
Yeah.
I think they have a real shot. Can the Mets score enough runs? I mean, the pitching, but can they score enough runs?
He's high on the Mets this year.
Yeah.
Dustin's our producer, lifelong Mets fan, says, Paul, don't buy into it. He's seen it because he's a fan, so he's like, I see it every single year.
I think the Phillies are winning that division.
Oh, wow. I mean, the rotation is, I mean, come on.
I think we shouldn't sleep on the world champs.
Yeah, well, that's
true,
too.
Freeman's gone, and Acuna's out, and what's the pitching going to be like at the bottom of the rotation?
Right.
And now you got Kennelly closing.
Yes.
That's a bonus for the Dodgers,
yes,
I say. They upgrade there.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yep. So, are they, like, this offense with the Dodgers, again, he just pointed out the rotation. The top two, solid as oak. You don't know what Kershaw's going to be like this year.
One-year contract? Does he even know what he's going to be like?
I'd say the lineup's going to be great, but they lost Seager. They bring in Freeman. They have other awesome players, but the best of all time? Do we not need to pipe it down with that?
Enough. Essen he's out of line with that comment. When they start averaging 8 runs a game, tell me about it. This is not the best of all time. It's a decent lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have to produce still? Mm-hmm. Still a lot of young guys. A lot of guys in second, third year of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have some regression there.
Do they run away and hide, though, with the division this year?
I don't know. I think the Giants, you can get the Giants at a plus price to miss the playoffs?
Yes.
Logan Webb is their ace.
Yes. Well, it's a deep rotation.
I get it, but
you get Rodon.
Don't you take plus 110? They miss the playoffs? You might get three teams out of the East. You're only getting one out of the Central to me. I don't think the Cardinals can get to the playoffs.
I can see that.
Right? I think you get Milwaukee. I think you get the Dodgers, the Padres, and you might. It depends on the East.
All I know about San Francisco is there's something in the water up there.
Well,
how the hell did they win 107 games last year?
Here's what no one's talking. Are they doing PED testing anymore?
No.
No one's talking about this. They all had career years with the home runs. And how do you replace Posey? You can't replace Posey.
That's so big to that lineup.
From the pitching staff, too.
I think the PED angle is the biggest thing that nobody is talking about.
No one's talking about this, and it's the number one story in sports.
Uh-huh. Now, they are going to check for sticky stuff.
Yeah, of course.
For pitchers. Yeah. Still.
Why would you want him to control the ball?
Tourney Madness continues this week at Bet Rivers with 3 new missions for the final round of games. It's your last chance to score a free bet during the tournament. Go to BetRivers.com or the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app to check out the final missions and enjoy final games of the tournament. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Make your bets this weekend with Bet Rivers. By the way, how busy typically is Final Four weekend downtown compared to like the previous two?
It's not, but you know, the Sweet 16 really picked up. We were sold out Thursday and Friday at every booth here in the book, and nice crowds at Stadium Swim.
Is that right?
Yes. I was surprised. I didn't think we would. It was solid.
Very strong. Up next, Peter King joined the show earlier today. If you missed him, he had some very interesting comments, including something I had not heard yet from anybody regarding Deshaun Watson's possible suspension. Hear what he had to say about that coming up next.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of the madness. Every day, choose from the stack starting lineup, the breakfast baconator, the croissant combos. Don't forget about the sausage biscuit, the chicken sandwich as well. Save room for the seasoned breakfast potatoes and the OJ to bring it home. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru. Pick up your Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of the madness. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Take it from us. 3 days in a row, the Wendy's Breakfast. A, all the way around. Earlier on the show, Peter King was on from NBC Sports and Football Morning in America, and a good interview and some interesting clips to replay. Yesterday, he broke the Bruce Arians news that he's stepping down in Tampa and moving to the Bucs front office. Here's Peter King on Arians.
Had some health issues in his past. He claims that there's nothing about his health that drove him to do this. But he told me and Sam Farmer, the LA Times, that he started thinking about this after the Super Bowl last year. And, you know, he said, hey, let's try to run it back and let's try to win it again. So he didn't do it last year, but he's been thinking about it a lot. And he just wanted to make sure that his long trusted defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, was going to be able to get the job. And look, there's a lot out there right now in Rumorville that Tom Brady was in the middle of this, that he had something to do with it. It's possible. I don't know anything about it other than the rumors.
That the question was coming, King tweeted about it, but Arian said, no, our relationship is fine. Regarding, there's been several reports about it's a frosty relationship between the two.
Mike, story or non-story to you? I said earlier today I could coach the Buccaneers with Tom Brady.
Are you sure?
Well, probably not, but it's like throw the football out there. The guy played at an MVP level at the age of 44 last year.
Non-story.
I agree.
Then you like this, Mitch. And we asked about was the suspension coming? What will the suspension be with Watson and Cleveland from Goodell? Here's what Peter King had to say.
When Goodell suspended Ben Roethlisberger in 2010, all of his legal issues had been adjudicated. So he suspended him for 6 weeks. He had two major legal issues, both of which had been dropped and or settled with the complainants. Deshaun Watson has 22 outstanding legal issues. And they are not settled. And the people who have filed them say they're not going to settle. They want to go to court. So it's hard, I think, for Goodell right now to know exactly how long he should suspend him for. And look, I don't have any inside information on this. I don't know. But it will not surprise me if Deshaun Watson plays this season and they suspend him after all his legal problems have been decided either in or out of court.
That is juicy.
Okay, that's very good.
Now, the other thing there is there are other owners, and Goodell works for the owners. The owners and people in the league are pissed at what the Browns did from a contractual standpoint. and saying, okay, we know you, we think you're going to be suspended this year. Let's structure the contract this way and all of it guaranteed. So maybe Goodell sticks it to him and says, okay, well, the year after, then I'm going to come down and drop the hammer.
Mike, here's what I was hoping for. That the NFL would announce their schedules and they would put the Browns like at the Ravens, right, in week one. And once sportsbooks would post week one numbers, let's say that that's Baltimore 3 or 2.5 at home to the Browns, bet the Ravens, and then the news would come out, oh, he's going to be gone for the first 6 games. And then have a great number on the Ravens at that point. I'm just throwing out examples here. But now with the news that that's actually, I could see that happening with Watson. And then what do you do? I mean, the win total then all of a sudden is like, if he's going to play the full year, then it's like, okay, now we're going to put 10.5 or 11 on it, whatever.
Are you going to get involved in futures involving the AFC North? It's tough not knowing. It's really tough. Amal already bet the Ravens at 20-1. That's his pick for the Super Bowl this year.
I like that pick.
He hit the Rams last year. So I like
the Ravens pick. How many injuries did they have last year?
Oh, they had no secondary left.
No, none whatsoever.
Ravaged by COVID late in the year. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. And listen to this now. He's covered the league for over 40 years. Peter King, when we asked him about where he puts the AFC West in his career covering the league. In all your years covering the league, I mean, can you put in perspective this wild offseason? And I think you wrote that the AFC West might be the best division since you've covered the league going into this upcoming year.
The AFC West is the best division I've ever seen.
Well,
because whoever finishes last, let's say Denver finishes last, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a team finishing last with a quarterback that's got a very good chance one day to be in the Hall of Fame. And it's got a top 10 defense. And how in the world can that be the worst team in a with an excellent receiving core?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the Raiders finish last with the best wide receiver in the game imported, with a top 12 to 13 quarterback in the league, and with a pass rush led by Max Crosby and Chandler Jones. It's just somebody in this division is going to finish whatever 8-9, whatever it is, and is going to be the best 8-win team in a long, long time in the NFL.
Yep, totally agree.
Peter King, to hear the entire interview, you can download the Follow the Money podcast wherever you get your podcasts or at youtube.com/VSiN Live.
Timing to land Peter King today. Very good. Okay, so NHL playoffs. We still have about a month to get there. The regular season goes until the end of April for the most part. How are you approaching the final few weeks of the last month as we gear up for the playoffs?
Well, I added a future bet this week. Stars at 40-1. Because, look, they have...
I thought it was wild.
No, Stars.
Stars, okay.
40-1. They've got 3 games in hand on the Knights. 1 point behind. I always like these teams that are defense first. So my two futures, I had the Rangers at 26-1 and the Stars at 40-1. Stars can win a series. You've already made money on it. They can get in here. Very interesting. The Rangers now passed Penguins. Did you see the end of that game in Pittsburgh Tuesday night? The last two minutes? The best last 2 minutes of game I've seen that didn't have a goal in a long time. Rangers had 4 shots at an empty net, up 3-2. Not only inside the blue line, inside the dots.
Oh, God.
3 of them blocked by Penguins, just giving up their body, taking the puck to the chest. Then, you know, they had a shot to tie, but they couldn't. They got a few shots on Shesterkin. They very well could host them. They get through there. And you get, you know, Freddie Anderson. He still hasn't done anything in the playoffs. He's had an incredible year.
Correct.
Continues to have an incredible. But he hasn't done anything in the playoffs. So I like my shot there to get out of the Metro.
We were talking to our guy Fitz. He says Shesterkin cannot be plus 160, plus 150. He can't. He's too good. He can steal a game himself.
Yeah,
I thought he was a big plus price against Pittsburgh.
Plus 145, yeah. I said to him all, you got to steal this.
Yeah.
He said, or play the under. And it ended up both, you know. But remember, they embarrassed Jari at Madison Square Garden. They got like 3 goals in the first four minutes
away,
against Jari. So you think Jari would have had a better game. And he did.
Did you watch much of that Flames Avalanche game the other night? 45 shots on goal?
I watched none of it. I was following it on my phone. It was 11 goals after 2 periods?
That was Edmonton.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Edmonton. Yeah, I did because I was betting period unders. They barely didn't score on the 5-on-3. They had a 5-on-3 for a minute 50, scored right at the end of it. And it was the 5-on-5 action. There was, I don't know if there was a goal 5-on-5.
I think all three came in with power play.
All power play.
Yep.
Do you give Calgary a shot if they should meet in the Western Conference Finals with Colorado?
I think you have to.
Yeah.
Right? And Markstrom
has
been,
is the real deal.
Like yeah. He's second in the Vezina for a reason.
Yeah. I'd take Markstrom over Anderson in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't buy Florida at all. Tampa Bay will come out of that division.
Probably.
Boston? I mean, I'd give Boston a better shot, but they're they're probably going to match up with Tampa Bay in the first round. Heck of a series.
What happens to Vegas?
I think they're out. Unless Edmonton falters or something like that, right?
The guy's right, though, with that email. The Kings' schedule's brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal. They got the back down. They play Calgary tonight.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not just Stars and Knights. There's the others at the bottom of the Pacific. Like you said, both the Kings and Edmonton are in danger of falling out.
Right.
Can I ask you some NBA questions? Because you guys follow the NBA. Amal Shaw told me there's no chance the Phoenix Suns win the NBA title. Is that true? Zero chance. I said they win every game. They win on the road. And he said, it's no chance. Forget about it.
Tell him it's one of the dumbest things he's ever said.
Dumber than the Hubert Davis rant.
No, well, not quite that dumb.
Not quite that dumb.
Everything out of his mouth is scorched earth. So that's number one.
He
number
also says the Nets should be favored to win the East. Even if they're the 8, the 7, doesn't matter.
Paul, what do you think?
I don't see it.
It appears we're just taking the unpopular side on everything.
Yeah.
Trying to get a reaction.
At 1,000 miles an hour. And,
It's Skip Bayless.
And then yelling at people the whole time.
I don't know. Then again, I heard a well-known host say Wentz is better than Dak Prescott the other day. So I don't know what the business is turning into here. That's what it is now. Say something stupid. And
Jack also said the Lakers could beat the Suns.
Yeah.
Lakers might not even get into the play-in.
No, God, no.
They're a dog, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
They're a dog.
They're catching, 12.5 tonight?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Floor's yours. Great.
B plus.
Ooh.
Oh, elephant. We safari? We on a safari again? Here we go. Picking up.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.